This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 377 for Wednesday, May 4th. ICE canola futures are steady to higher on Wednesday morning, recouping a portion of the losses incurred this week. The July canola contract is up $7.20 at $1,138.30 per ton, and new crop November gains $10.40 at $1,063.20. Sharp upticks in global crude oil prices are spilling over into edible oils. There are gains in European rapeseed along with Chicago soy oil, but Chicago soybeans and soy meal are stepping back. The Malaysian palm oil market continues to be closed for a holiday. When it comes to spring planting in Western Canada, it's a tale of two prairies. It's underway in much of the western half, but with a wary eye on dry conditions. In the east, wet conditions in many areas are delaying seeding until mid-month, especially in southern Manitoba. Stats Canada issues its grain stocks report on Friday. The trade is expecting the report to further highlight the tightness of canola stocks in Canada. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Wednesday morning. The loonie climbs to 77.87 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 77.84. Russian forces are continuing their missile strikes on key infrastructure targets in Ukraine, hoping to weaken the besieged country's ability to fight back. In light of the war, spring planting in Ukraine is estimated to be one-third complete. On the U.S. northern plains, wet conditions will delay the start of spring planting. On the southern plains, dryness remains a major concern. With the Brazil soybean harvest in the home stretch, StoneX is raising its call on production by 1.1% at 123.4 million tons. However, StoneX cuts its estimate of Brazil's second corn crop by 3.3% at 88.14 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The July contract pulls back a nickel at 16.25 and a half per bushel. July soy oil gains about 6 tenths of a cent at 80.89 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal gives up $2.90 at $421 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher this morning. The July contract bumps up a quarter cent at $7.93 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher too, as the July contract is up 1.5 cents at $6.74. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago July rising 26 cents at $10.71. Kansas City July gains 21 cents at $11.14. And Minneapolis July advances 11.5 cents at $11.67. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, May 4th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.